Well, closing line five is the latest attempt by Governor Whitmer, I guess, to appease the far-left environmentalists who support her. It's been no secret for a long time that Governor Whitmer and Dana Nessel have tried to shut down Line 5, but they've spent a lot of time and money and resources to get absolutely nowhere, actually. My next guest is Jason Hayes, Director of Environmental Policy at the Mackinac Center and co-author of a new report that shows Governor Whitmer's campaign to close Line 5, even temporarily, would leave residents of the UP vulnerable to price spikes and a shortage of propane. Yeah, don't worry about it. They'll just freeze to death. We'll just put winter on hold. After all, it's global warming. Jason, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you. All right, so things could get a lot worse for Michigan citizens. I mean, don't about 300,000 people live in the UP? I thought it was a lot more households than 23,000. Maybe I underestimated, but still, you're talking about tens of thousands of people that would have no access to propane once the tanks dry for the most part, right?
Yeah, and the 23,000 number is people who rely on propane every day to heat their homes in the UP. Overall, there's about 330,000 in the state of Michigan that rely on propane, again, daily to heat their homes. So that was just a UP number and specifically for propane.
And what would it mean to people on both sides of the Straits of Mackinac? I mean, shutting down Line 5, what would be the implications? Tell me.
Well, and it's not only just people in Michigan, remember, because there are refineries in Toledo and other areas in Ohio. There's refineries in Sarnia, Ontario. Those Canadian refineries are actually where we get most of our propane that comes back into Michigan. So this is actually a regional situation that Governor Whitmer is creating by shutting, by mandating that this line close down.
So why do you think there's this singular focus almost on shutting down a pipeline? To the best of my knowledge, Jason, help me if I'm wrong, it hasn't leaked. There hasn't been some environmental crisis. There hasn't been a problem or a disaster or even a small problem, has there?
Correct. Yeah, the pipeline has even passed things that like are called hydrostatic tests, where the company and under the guidance of the EPA actually drained everything out of the pipeline and pressurized the pipeline up to, I believe it was over 1,200 PSI. It normally runs at about 100. They pressurized it, filled with water, and it was safe. There was no problems. Again, it's been running for 60-plus years. There's never been a leak. And to make it even more foolish, the company that operates the pipeline has agreed to build a tunnel that would, they're going to drill a tunnel underneath the bed of the Great Lakes and encase the pipeline completely in cement, 100 feet below the bed of the Great Lakes. So literally, they will take the pipeline out of the water and put it in that tunnel. But again, the Whitmer Nessel team has just basically refused to allow that to go ahead. They're stopping the company at every step and doing everything they can to get rid of this piece of essential energy infrastructure for the state.
Enbridge has prevailed every step of the way because they've followed the rules. They've done all the safety protocols, procedures. Like you said, it's passed inspection. And the $500 million, half a billion dollar tunnel project would use all Michigan, labor.
Correct.
And it's a great project for Michigan business. And, it just seems mind-blowing that they continue to try to fight this.
Yeah, and it even got to the point where one Michigan's House representative, Brian Elder from Bay City, actually kind of went against his own team in the House and formed a labor caucus because he said that examples of this thing, like the work to shut down Line 5, were the governor doing the bidding of Sierra Club instead of worrying about workers who would, the building trades who would be building this pipeline. So, mean, it's not just a partisan thing. There are actually many Democrats in the state that are saying this doesn't make any sense.
So why do you think it is then? I mean, it's not politically popular on either side of the aisle, particularly. It's certainly not popular with 23,000 homes north of the Straits. And let's not forget, it's not just propane that transfers in this Line 5 and in the tunnel. It's all sorts of energy, petroleum products and so forth. They go back and forth. And what could possibly be safer than a tunnel that's built 100 feet beneath the floor of the Straits?
Right. Yeah, and it's for the Toledo refinery specifically, they supply jet fuel to the Detroit airport. So I wonder if any of your listeners have ever flown out of the Detroit airport. Because if they do, this sort of action is going to raise their prices. It's just really not well thought out energy policy. And it appears to just be, you know, part of this, again, to take Brian Elder's comments on it, it appears to be following a Sierra Club checklist instead of setting.
But here's the question, though. How much money, because it's costing me, it's costing you, it's right. costing Michigan taxpayers across the board, and to what end? I mean, they've already spent tens of millions of dollars, have they not?
We did an example. If you live in the UP, in this report, we figured out that it's basically impossible for you to switch to natural gas because the infrastructure is just not there. So you don't have that option if you're in the UP in a rural area. But
right.
The other option they said was to go to electrification. So instead of using propane in your home, you should use electric resistance heat or an electric water heater or something like that. We went through and added up the numbers, and it's going to basically cost you about $20,000 to $25,000 to switch over your appliances in your house, like your furnace and your water heater and those sorts of things. And then on top of that, it's going to cost you about $3,400 to $3,900 additional per year for electricity costs, because people in the UP pay some of the highest electricity costs in the country. So it's just like it's one after another. It's a death of a thousand cuts, you know, just constantly hammering these people over and over and over again with restrictions on access to transportation fuels, with increased costs for energy, with restrictions on access to that energy. It's just over and over again. It's not a good idea.
It's something, Jason. A good idea is not one of them. Jason
what?
Hayes, Director of Environmental Policy at the Mackinac Center, co-author of a new report that shows Governor Whitmer's campaign to close Line 5 would have great ripple effect and none of it good. Jason, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity.
There you have it. Jason Hayes, everybody. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show, 41 after. Let Line 5 be. Back off. We'll be right back. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmers market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.